May 22, 1927. How, in creation, the number of all things was established, even of the human acts. How Jesus enclosed everything within himself. I was fusing myself together with my sweet Jesus in his divine will, to multiply my thoughts with his, and to line myself up over each thought of creature, so that I too might give to my Creator as many acts of homage, of glory, of love, for all the thoughts of each creature. But while doing this, I thought to myself, how did my beloved Jesus do as many acts, as many thoughts, as many steps, etc., for as many as our creatures were to do? And Jesus, moving my interior, told me, my daughter, just as in creation my divine will established the number of all created things, everything was numbered, the stars, the plants, the species, and even the drops of water. Not one thing can be lost or can increase, according to the order established by the Supreme Fiat. In the same way, my will established all the human acts of all creatures. Although, by virtue of the free will conceded to them, they could make those same acts good or evil. But as for doing more or less acts, this is not given to them. Everything is established by the divine will. Now, in redemption, the eternal fiat reigning in my humanity knew all the acts that all creatures were to do, all thoughts, words, steps. Nothing escaped it. Therefore, it is no wonder that I multiplied my acts for each act of creatures, so that the glory of the celestial Father might be complete on my part, in the name of each creature and for each one of their acts, and the good I impetrated for them might have complete fullness, in such a way that each one of their acts, thoughts, words and steps was to have my act as help of their act, each thought of mine as help in light of each thought of theirs, and so with all the rest done by creatures. Having everything enclosed within myself, I formed within me the new creation of all the acts of creatures, to be able to give everything back to them. Nothing escaped me. Otherwise, it would not have been a work worthy of your Jesus, if even just one thought had escaped me. The creature would have found the void of my thought. And if she wanted to, she would not have found the help, the strength and the light for her thought. Now, my daughter, I want you in my divine will so that, together with me, you may form this new creation of all the human acts of creatures, in order to impetrate the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat from my celestial Father. And so creatures will find the triple help of strength and of light in all of their acts, in order to return into the kingdom of my will. These universal triple helps are the works of the Sovereign Queen, those of your Jesus, and those of the little daughter of my divine will. Then, after this, I was thinking to myself, and asking, what is this divine will? And Jesus added, my daughter, divine will means giving God to God, divine outpouring and transformation of the human nature into divine, communication of creative virtue, embracing the infinite, rising into the eternal one and taking eternity as though in one's power, to say to God, I have loved you from eternity. Your will has no beginning, it is eternal like you. And in it I have loved you with a love without beginning and without end. What is my will? It is everything.